listening to Insomnia Radio, the SoCal Sessions. On the first leg of our trip, we discover a band called The Antiques. Listening, welcome to session number 2. The name of that song was Crook by the LA-based group The Antiques, who formed out of the ashes of the late 90s Santa Barbara band Budge. This song and others off the album they released in November called Nicknames and Natives has been getting a lot of attention as of late. Personally, I've heard them on 3 different podcasts, the more well-respected ones, in the last month since release. This album was recorded in San Francisco by Aaron Prelwitz, the same producer for Death Cab for Cutie and Sun Kill Moon, then released in November on San Diego-based Banter Records. The Antiques also just recorded and released an acoustic EP with Tim Bloom of the Mother Hips called At the X, of which you can hear a few chords at the very beginning of the session around the campfire. The Antiques will be playing an epic show that I seriously wish I could make up in San Francisco with the Mother Hips on December 23rd at the Great American Music Hall. And then January 18th down here at the Silver Lake Lounge. So check them out on MySpace or banterrecords.com. This next group was originally formed in Chico, California, and eventually made their way to San Francisco after releasing several albums. The lead singer, Tim Bloom, who also helped out on the Antiques EP, grew up in Manhattan Beach, a few blocks away from me, and the group is beloved up and down the coast, so I kind of felt the need to play them, even though they're currently a San Francisco-based group. Speaking of the Bay Area, don't forget to check out Scott Tanetti's Insomnia Radio San Francisco show, in which he brings you the best music from his area, including a holiday episode that you can currently grab. That's at sf.insomniaradio.net. Our trip now takes us up the California coastline to the Bay Area to check in with the Mother Hips, and then on a long trek east toward Burlington, Vermont, where Manhattan Beach artist Slackstring is taking the stage at Nectar's
Society.
Red Tandy says a lot. Red Tandy likes it hot. She told me on the bus today.
She left it for me by the mirror. She likes my records playing. She likes it hot.
She likes it
and that
hot.
Says a lot.
The meaning of the meeting that I had with Tandy just last Wednesday. I can't say. She came through in a pinch now. She wanted an inch, but I give her mine. That made her smile. One's preference says a lot. It's pleasing in an Oscar Wilde way.
She told it to me while I was sleeping. She don't like to see me weeping. She likes it hot.
She likes it
hot. That says a lot.
Loneliness is contagious, yeah. it never leaves me alone, no, no. It never leaves me alone. Well, I headed on down to Nectar's. I had a drink all by myself. And in that crowded room of strangers, I didn't drink with no one else. I didn't drink with no one else. And I went back to my apartment. And I went back to my hotel. And I went back down to my hometown. It never really felt like home, no, no. It never really felt like home. So if you ever get this feeling, and you're in the state I'm in, that loneliness is contagious, yeah. I wouldn't get you close, my friend. I wouldn't get you close, my friend.
The first track you heard was Red Tandy by the Mother Hibs, a short gem from their post-hiatus EP, which is a nice precursor to their next full length, which I think they are hashing out currently. Check the show notes for links, as well as a link to the recordings of a stellar live show I attended in early March down at the Belly Up in the San Diego area. That show is housed over on archive.org. The last track you heard was the brand new track Out of Place by the group Slackstring, four good friends from Manhattan Beach, which is a town not too far south of Santa Monica and LAX, where I'm currently holed up for the next couple months. Slackstring just put out their second album while I was recording this session. It's a live offering, recorded a few months ago in Burlington, Vermont at Nectar's. You can pick this up and their highly commented on debut album over at CD Baby, and I'll provide some links in the show notes as well. Check out Slackstring on MySpace for their most up-to-date info and preview their new album in its entirety. And if you like the style of recording you heard from Slackstring, I'd really recommend you check out Live at the Lounge here on the Insomnia Radio Network. It's run by Mike Curley of the Clever Bastards and features independent artists in an intimate acoustic atmosphere. You can find that over at lounge.insomniaradio.net. I'd like to take a quick second before we go on and plug another podcast here in Los Angeles. Larry Winfield has released around 75 shows and is a fellow member of the Association of Music Podcasters. His show is Sundown Lounge, and here's his promo.
From Los Angeles, this is Sundown Lounge, a laid-back and often explicit weekly podzine of music, spoken word, progressive politics, weird science, and vignettes from the West Coast open mic scene, etc. Physically, I'm in slowly gentrifying downtown Los Angeles, but metaphysically, my toes are in the sand, and the sun is ablaze with deep hues, and a few poets and musicians and scientists have dropped by the beach house to hang out and jam, as the surf whispers nearby. You can subscribe to the show via FeedBurner, Podcast Pickle, iTunes, and Yahoo, among others. And there's lots more cool blah 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 to discover on my website. The URL is dubbed LarryWinfield.com.
We now return to the heart of Los Angeles and meet up with emerging artist Nico Stye.
Cut a hole inside your heart. bigger than we could ever hide. And people stop and look right through you, saying something must have torn you, just torn you apart. And in the morning you get dressed, you put your makeup on and wait for something to change, cause the day you start trying, and that's the day you start dying. Look out, your dreams are dripping down your soul like alcohol. You better pick them up real quick, you better make some think of this, cause you're not here to sing anybody else's goddamn dream. You're not here to sing anybody else's goddamn dream. Walk the same streets every day, but the faces see that you're just following something. You follow, follow everything down. Just follow, follow. Look out, your dreams are dripping down your soul like alcohol. You better pick them up real quick, you better make some thing of this. Look out, the sky is falling on its knees again, and it will tell you everything you really, really thought you had to be. But you're not here to sing anybody else's goddamn dream. You're not here to sing anybody else's goddamn.
You are listening to Like Alcohol from Nico Stye from his new album, Park Los Angeles. You can find info at nicostye.com. That's spelled S-T-A-I. Nico has been doing well for himself in the last month since you first heard him at the tail end of the inaugural Southern California session hosted by Jason, the main show host. Nico has received continuous airplay on a major internet radio station, a major radio station here in L.A., on shows with Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols and Danny Masterson of That 70s Show. And at the time of this recording, he is gearing up to play a live performance on that same station. I've seen Nico live at Spaceland, and I have to say that the entire venue was pretty mesmerized when he started playing. So you'll need to check him out live. He's playing an in-store at Sea Level Records on January 20th, and no doubt he'll add some more dates, which you'll find on his website, so keep checking that out. Our final performer today is Fontaine, who is friends with Nico, and who also just started getting some nice exposure through a major online radio station. Her debut album, The Chemistry Between Us, was mixed by Mike Datz and mastered by Evan Frankfurt of Woodwork Sound, who has worked with The Wallflowers and Pete Yorn. Les Hall, guitar keyboard player for Howie Day and Trey Anastasio, also helped produce two of the tracks on her record. The recent album can be bought at CD Baby, and she has online distribution through Napster, iTunes, and IndieCentric. Other accolades include a performance at Lilith Fair, providing backup vocals for Rob Zombie and Josh Brown, and she'll be performing again in your backyard on January 24th at Cafe Cordial in Sherman Oaks. See you at the tail end of next week for a pre-New Year's all-electronica celebration. I'm Charles Stepsic, and this was a joint session between Insomnia Radio and the Indie Music Project. Our final trip tonight takes us up to Silver Lake to hear the siren Fontaine singing Running on Empty.
Got away with a scratch, but you never came back. I could have sworn you were real. Got away with a bruise, now I'm broken in two. You couldn't wait till I healed. I am not home in this bed. I am not home in my head. 'Cause my heart is running on empty. So catch me before I break down. My heart is running on empty. So I can't let you in right now. Got away with a cut, 'cause I wasn't enough. I can't believe you are gone. Got away with a scar, and I'm hoping you are realizing that you were wrong. I am not home in this bed. I am not home in my head. My heart is running on empty. So catch me before I break down. My heart is running on empty. So I can't let you. So I can't let you in right now.